You look so pretty in that white bra and panty girdle, nylons and heels, all shaved and made up with that nice blonde wig. So pretty and so fuckable and available for men. Oh, does that humiliate you? Do you feel ashamed? Good, because you should. But tonight, you are going to feel a lot more ashamed. And I do mean a lot fucking more. I have plans for you. But first, I have plans for me. See how sexy I'm dressed? Don't I look hot? I look totally fuckable, don't I? Of course I do. And that means I will be getting fucked tonight. I'm going out on a date with a hot new guy I met. He's a very successful businessman, and his cock is fucking huge. I can't wait to get it up inside my pussy. Oh, look how upset you look. Does it hurt knowing your wife has a date? Aw, too fucking bad. But I can tell it also excites you. Does it make your little cock try to get hard? I bet it does, and I bet it hurts in that cage. But don't feel bad, honey. You have a date tonight, too. That's right. I have made arrangements for you tonight, too. While I'm out on my date, one of his colleagues will be coming over here to spend the evening with you. He has the key, so he can let himself in after I've left. And then he can do whatever he likes with you. Oh, you jumped when I said he had the key. No, silly. I meant the key to our door, not to your cock cage. That is staying on. He's a big, handsome, and very masculine gay man. I've heard he has a really big cock, too. So just perfect for you, you little fucking slut. I've told him he can do whatever he wants with you. He knows just what to expect. That's right. He knows how you'll be dressed and made up. And he knows how you'll have on that tight dog collar and leash. And those handcuffs behind your back. He knows about your butt plug and that steel cock cage too. In fact, I've shown him pictures. He said he can't wait. Now, you are going to submit to whatever he wants when he gets here. I'll leave my riding crop and paddle here for him, and he knows he can use them any way he likes. There's a business deal with my date riding on your performance, so you will be perfect and not fuck it up at all. Understood? That's right. You've been sold, honey. Sold to another man as part of a business deal. You do a good job, and my date gets a profitable deal out of it. Fuck up, and you will pay the consequences. Total fucking obedience, or else. Now, I have to get going, so let's get you into our bedroom, where you will be waiting on your knees, facing the door, until he comes in. I thought about using the spare room, but I thought it would be more humiliating for you to have him use you in our marital bed. You can change and wash the sheets after, right? That's it. Keep your head bowed to show you accept my plans and submit to my wishes. Dog collar nice and tight to keep you dizzy and stupid, and those steel handcuffs keeping your hands behind your back. Oh, I almost forgot. I have video cameras set up recording everything that's going to happen to you. You're going to be starring in your first porno. Cameras in the bedroom, and in our living room, and even the kitchen, too. So he will know he can drag you around and use you anywhere he likes. When I get back from my date, I'm going to watch the video of your experiences tonight. And you have to lick out my date's cum from my cunt while I do so. I'll probably laugh at you and humiliate you like crazy as I watch whatever it is you've gone through. But you won't be able to see it with your face in my pussy. Of course, you won't need to see it, because you'll live through it, and you will remember every moment of it, won't you? Every moment of what I just know will be a humiliating ordeal. But I'll probably make you watch it later, too, especially if it's as humiliating and degrading for you as I think it will be. I might make you watch it over and over to keep reminding you of how submissive you are. Okay, time to go. Kiss my pussy goodnight through my panties as I hold up my skirt. That's it. Just a little kiss. Don't linger too long. Fuck, get your mouth off my panties. That's all you get. At least until I get back. My panties will be sloppy and wet and full of another man's cum when I get back. But now, they are nice and clean, and I bet you just love the smell. The smell of something you'll never have. Your wife's cunt. But it's not for you. My cunt is reserved for real men. I'm going to love this evening. You just wait here until your date arrives, and I'll see you when I get back. Bye-bye. Honey, I'm home. Where are you? Oh, here you are, in our living room. Look at you. You're a total fucking mess. You're still collared and leashed, and your hands are still cuffed behind your back. But now you have a ball gag in your mouth? That's new. And hot, too. I guess I'll have to watch the video to see how you came to be gagged with that. Your bra looks like it has cum stains on it. Your makeup is totally smeared and messed up. Your face is all red, and it's obvious you've been crying. Your nylons are full of runs. You only have one high heel on. You look like you've been completely used and fucked. In fact, you look like you've been, I don't know, raped? Do you feel like you've been raped? Gang raped? Yeah? Well, good. It's just what you deserve. How did you get here from our bedroom? I'll just turn on the video on the big screen here and have you crawl over and kneel in front of me as I watch how your evening went. Get your face up in between my thighs while I enjoy the show. Put your face right in my cunt. And I'll just start the video. Oh, there you are, kneeling in the bedroom. You look really scared. You know there's another man about to arrive, and you have no idea what he might do to you. Put your nose up to my panties and start smelling my wet cunt. Smell all the sperm up in there. Just keep sniffing and smelling my date's cum mixed with my sloppy wet cunt while I fast forward to where your date arrives. It looks like he kept you waiting in sheer terror for a while. I can see you're crying while you wait. Ah, there he is. He walks in the room and sneers and laughs at you while you kneel there shivering in fear and humiliation. You're shaking and sobbing in fear, and you're blushing, too. He's really masculine and muscular, quite dominant and mean-looking. Fuck, now that's what I call a real man. I bet you feel so ashamed and degraded, kneeling in front of a big, muscular man in your bra and panty girdle. Such a fucking little submissive slut. Kneeling in women's underwear in front of a real man. He's so much better than you. So superior. and you can't move or escape. You're in tight bondage for a real man. It's like you're his little slave and his prisoner. You can't get away. In fact, you're his fucking little hostage. He can do whatever the fuck he wants with you. And there's nothing you can do to stop it. Holy fuck, this is so hot. Start licking my sloppy wet panties. I'm really enjoying this. Oh, look, he's laughing at you, telling you how much of a slut you are, and how he's gonna work you over before he fucks the shit out of you. Wow, he just slapped your face. And again, he's fucking bitch slapping you. Over and over, slapping you and backhanding you. Holy fuck, that must have hurt. He has the leash in his hand, and he's really working you over. Your face is all red and you're sobbing with humiliation. But you're just taking it like a submissive slut. And now he's undressing. Look at that. He's totally fucking naked. His cock is big and hard, and I can see you're staring at it. You can't take your eyes off of it. You love looking at another man's huge fucking hard cock. What a fucking slut. Wow, his cock is gigantic. It's about the same size as the man that fucked me tonight. Think about it. I had a big cock tonight, and now you're going to have almost the same thing. You can't help licking your lips as you look at his cock. You're terrified, but deep down, it's what you really want. Admit it. And he slaps you across the face again. Now he has the leash in his hand and his cock hanging over your face. He's telling you how you're going to call him master for the rest of the night. And you're obeying. Listen to you. Holy fuck. When I married you, I never thought I'd hear you call another man master, like a total fucking little slave. Fuck. Calling another man master and submitting to him like that? He's telling you he wants to see you crawl and grovel before him, and you are. He tells you to kiss his bare feet, and you say yes, master, and just obey. Holy shit, he has you completely under his control. Keep licking my filthy, sloppy, wet panties. Get all of my lover's cum all over your mouth. That's it. While I watch you being completely used and broken. And now he's telling you to look up at him. He's making you beg him to let you suck his cock, and you're obeying. Oh, please, master, may I please suck your cock? He has you start by kissing his cock, getting your red lipstick on it, and you just do as you're told. Wow, this is hot. Then he has you licking his cock, but tells you not to put it in your mouth until he tells you to. You eagerly lick his cock, getting it all wet and red with your lipstick. He looks down at you and tells you to open your mouth wide. And you obey. Holy fuck, he just spit in your mouth as he tells you to keep your mouth open. You obey as he spits in your mouth over and over. And then he tells you to swallow it, and you do. How fucking humiliating is that? And now more loads of spit in your mouth. And then he shoves his cock in your mouth. Holy fuck. You're swallowing another man's spit as his cock slides in between your red cocksucker lips. And listen, you're moaning as his cock slides in. You love this. No denying it now. You are a fucking cocksucker. And now he's fucking your mouth. His cock is hard and throbbing and thrusting in and out of your mouth. You're such an eager little cocksucker. Look at you go. Wait. He's pulling his cock out of your mouth. It sort of pops out since you're sucking it so hard. Now he's making you beg to kiss and lick his balls. And again, you call him master and quickly and eagerly obey. What a fucking little slut. Look at you, kissing and licking his hot, hairy balls. So much bigger than your pathetic little pair. Sucking and kissing and loving and worshipping a real man's hairy fucking balls. And you're moaning with delight and calling him master. Listen to you, telling him how much you love his hot hairy balls. Suck that sperm out through my sloppy panties. Look at you go, kissing and licking and sucking another man's huge pair of fucking balls. What a fucking little bitch you are. And now he's asking you if you want to taste his ass. How gross is that? But you just said, yes, master. There's no end to how low you will go, is there? He's turning around and sticking his ass in your face. He's telling you to beg him to let you kiss his hairy fucking ass. And listen to you beg, master, may I please kiss and lick your ass? He tells you to get your fucking slutty little tongue in his ass. Holy fuck, how degrading can this get? Keep sucking and kissing my fucking filthy panties. You love licking another man's cum out of my cunt through my disgusting, filthy, dirty, wet underwear. Licking my soiled panties full of another man's cum. And you barely hesitate. You put your nose and mouth right into his hairy ass. Right between his muscular butt cheeks. You're struggling with your hands cuffed behind you, but I can see you are in there all the way. Fuck, you're kissing his ass. And not just kissing it, but slurping and licking all over his fucking asshole. Now he knows how submissive you will be. If you'll lick his dirty ass, there's no limits. Holy fuck. When we got married, I never thought I'd see you in women's underwear, in a bra and panty girdle, groveling and crawling before a man. Sucking his cock, licking his balls, and kissing his ass as you moan with excitement and call him master over and over. But there you are. Oh, and now he's slapping your face again. Wow, that must have hurt. You're really crying now. And he's grabbing my paddle. Oh, wow. He's paddling your little girdled ass through your panties. That tight white elastic panty girdle. And his cock and balls hanging right there in your face. You're shaking with fear and pain and submission. He's telling you to kiss his cock as he spanks your ass, and you're doing it. You're sobbing and crying, but kissing and licking his cock as he spanks the shit out of your white elastic butt. And now he stops paddling you and has you look up into his eyes. He orders you to tell him you love him, and you call him master and obey. Holy fuck, this is so hot. Keep licking and sucking my sloppy, wet, cummy fucking panties. You're looking up at him as he holds your mouth open and spits in it again and again. And you look like you even like it. And then he slides his cock in your mouth as you swallow his spit again. Look at you. He has his cock going in and out of your mouth. He's asking you if you're a cocksucker and a slave, and you're nodding in agreement with his cock in your mouth, Holy fuck. He pulls his cock out of your mouth and switches from the paddle to my riding crop. He's ordered you to bend over with your ass up in the air and your face on the floor. You obey, of course. And now he's opened the crotch of that panty girdle and he's pulled out your little caged cock. He's laughing at how you're all caged up by your wife and unable to even get hard or come. While real men like him get to use you and fuck you. He asks if you know what I'm doing tonight. And he makes you tell him that I'm out fucking a real man while he uses you like a little girl. He makes you tell him that you want me to fuck other men and that you can't do the job and I deserve better. Of course, that's true. And listen to you admit it. And now he's making you kiss his bare feet. Look at you, licking and tonguing his feet in total submission. So fucking humiliating. When we got married, I never thought I'd see my little hubby kissing another man's feet while dressed in a bra and panty girdle. Suck that cum out through my hot, slimy panties. Moan to tell me you love it. That's it. You love me fucking other men. Better men. Superior men. Fucking real men. It hurts and you're jealous, but you want me to do it. So jealous, but so submissive that I can do whatever the fuck I want. And so can the man. And then, oh, wham! He starts hitting your balls with my riding crop. You're screaming in pain, but he tells you to shut the fuck up and kiss his feet while he spanks your balls. And you just call him master and obey. A complete slave to a real man. Holy shit. I can see how you are in agony, crying and sobbing and begging master to stop whipping your fucking balls. Finally, he lets up and tells you to tuck your balls back inside your panty girdle. He points out the butt plug and laughs and teases you about that, too. He asks if you're ready to be fucked up the ass. And you just lower your head and meekly say, "Yes, master." But he's not ready for that, it appears. No, he shoves his cock back in your mouth and starts sliding it in and out, going deeper and deeper. You're kind of gagging and struggling, but you're sucking it and taking it all. Holy fuck, look at you go, such a fucking little cocksucker. Sucking his cock and just loving it. Taking his large, superior, better man's cock deep in your throat like a fucking porn star. He pulls out once in a while to slap your face or pull your leash so tight that I can tell you're close to passing out. He spits in your mouth as you try to get his cock back in it. And you want his cock in your mouth. You're even struggling against that tight leash trying to get his cock back on your lips. He doesn't have to tell you or make you. You want to suck his cock. He sticks his fingers in your mouth and makes you tell him you love him. I love you, master. He spits in your mouth some more and then thrusts his cock into your mouth as fast and hard as he can, gagging you with his hot, fucking huge cock as you struggle to swallow all his spit. Look at you go, such an eager cocksucker. Some of the time he holds your head and just fucks your face while you can't even move your head. Some of the time he just stands there and lets you do all the work, bobbing your head up and down, back and forth, struggling with your hands cuffed behind your back as you suck his cock so fucking eagerly. You love sucking cock. Oh, I can tell he's close to coming. Look at that. Will he come on your face or deep in your mouth and make you swallow it? He grabs your head and starts fucking your mouth really hard. Wow, that's so fucking hot. I may just come too. And bam, ooh, I can see he's starting to come. He's holding your head tight, pushing his cock as far in as he can. His balls are right against your chin, and there's no escape for you. Look at his cock throbbing and spurting in your mouth as you struggle to swallow it. That's so fucking hot. Finally, he pulls out and makes you show him the huge fucking wad in your mouth. Turning your face towards me so we can see that massive wad of hot, slimy, white cum in your mouth. He tells you to swallow it, and look at you gulp it down. Here, let's pull my panties down so you can lick and suck up all the cum from inside them. That's it. If you'll suck and swallow another man's cum from his cock like that, you can do it from my panties too. Slurp it all up. Lick the inside of my panty crotch clean. Oh, look at you. You love it. Now, get your fucking mouth on my hot, sloppy, slimy, filthy cunt as I go back to the video. That's it. Suck my cunt. Get your tongue up in there. Moan to tell me how much you love my hot, sloppy, disgusting cunt. All full of another man's hot, slimy, wet cum, filled with his sperm, the cum of a real fucking man. Your wife's cunt, so well fucked by my hot lover, a real fucking man. A man who got to fuck me the way I like it. Do it. That's it. Kiss my dirty cunt. Suck all my real man's hot fucking cum out of it. So fucking degrading and humiliating. Do it. Suck that cunt. Swallow all that cum. You sucked off a real man, and now you're sucking the cum of a different man out of your wife's cheating, faithless, slimy, wet cunt. Oh, ooh, yeah. Ooh, ah, ooh. Okay, let's get back to the video. There's about 3 hours left, so I'm going to fast forward through it and hit the high points. You just keep sucking out all the cum of that other man from my sloppy, slimy, wet cunt. Do it. And keep moaning to tell me how much you love the smell of my cunt after another man has fucked it, and how you totally love the taste of a real man's cum as you suck it out of my cunt and swallow it all. Do it. And now he's leading you around the house on your knees. That's not good for those nylons as you crawl on your knees with your hands cuffed behind your back, making it really difficult for you. But he doesn't seem to care, as he just yanks on your leash. Look at you, crawling behind a naked, dominant man, after you just sucked him off and swallowed all his cum. What a little slave you are. Now he has you in the living room by the front door. And the doorbell is ringing? I didn't arrange for anyone to come over, so I don't know who that could be. And he's making you kneel in front of the door, still in your white panty girdle and women's brassiere, as he opens the door. Holy fuck, I hope it's not a neighbor or one of our friends. And in walk 2 brawny masculine men. Wow, they are obviously his friends. He drags you back into the living room as they start taking off their clothes. Holy shit, 3 fucking hot, masculine and very muscular men, totally fucking naked in front of you, as you kneel and grovel and submit yourself before them. I had no idea when we married what a fucking little submissive, cocksucking slut you'd turn out to be. Holy shit. And I can tell you're really scared, but kind of excited, too. He's telling them everything he's done to you so far. And they're laughing at you, humiliating and degrading you by calling you names, and asking you questions about how much you like sucking cock, how much you love the taste of a real man's cum in your mouth. Holy shit, so fucking degrading for you. But you keep your tongue in my cunt and enjoy sucking all that hot, wet, slimy cum out of my pussy as I enjoy this movie. And now they're taking turns working you over, slapping your face, spanking your bum through that tight girdle, squeezing and beating your little balls, laughing their heads off at your cock cage and that butt plug up your ass, pulling really hard on that leash, just making it so clear to you how you will submit to them no matter what they want to do to you. You're really starting to cry as they punish you. One of them sticks his white men's underwear briefs in your mouth to keep you quiet. Wow, how did that feel? Having another man's white underwear in your mouth as three men beat you and slap you and totally degrade you? Do you like the taste? I bet you do. There's probably some sperm in those briefs, mixed with sweat and piss, and maybe even a bit of ass rubbed into the cotton. Such a submissive little fuck. Oh, now it looks like they have a plan. One is pulling the underwear out of your mouth, while the other is pulling that butt plug out of your ass. It looks like he's having a hard time getting that plug out. It was up there pretty tight. And he just yanked it out. Wow, I bet that really hurt. Oh, fuck, so disgusting. Yuck, ew. One of them is holding the butt plug in your face and making you suck it like a cock. Ew, so fucking sick. Licking your own fucking butt plug clean while three naked men laugh at you. Totally fucking degrading. But you just obey. And now, one of them is kneeling in front of you, holding his cock up and telling you to lick and kiss his balls. And of course you obey. Loving and worshiping and kissing and sucking and licking his real man balls, all hot and sweaty and hairy, so musky and masculine smelling. And now he turns around and has you eagerly licking his ass and butthole. And of course you willingly do it. It's not your first time after all. And now he's turning around, holding your head in one hand and his cock in the other, and telling you to start sucking it. Of course, you're eager to suck his cock. No hesitation as you start licking it and opening your mouth to let him slide it right in. And the other one has come up behind you as you kneel there in our living room. He's holding his hard cock with one hand and pulling open the slit of your panty girdle with the other. Oh, you're about to be ass-fucked. Holy shit. Good thing there was lots of lube on that butt plug. Then the man behind you spits on his cock, puts it up against your ass, and thrusts it all the way. And then the man behind you spits on his cock, puts it up against your ass, and thrusts it all the way in. Just as the man in front of you slides his cock into your mouth. Holy fuck, so hot. You're sucking one man's cock while taking the other man up your ass. You're getting ass-fucked, honey. Your first cock up your ass. But I know it won't be your last. And you cried a bit at first because I bet your ass really hurts. But now it looks like you're getting into it. What a fucking little porn star you've turned out to be. Sucking that cock so eagerly and looking so fucking, I don't know, delighted to have another cock thrusting in and out of your slutty little ass, all covered in that tight girdle. I can see your little cock cage hanging below your panty girdle. And it's obvious that you are as hard as you can get inside that cruel steel cage. I bet it pinches your little cock and makes it really fucking hurt. I can see the balls of the man behind you slamming into your balls and even almost touching that cock as he fucks your tight little ass faster and faster and harder and harder. In fact, I can hear you moaning and the muffled sound of you begging him to fuck you faster and faster. As much as you can say, please fuck me with another man's cock in your mouth. And he's even slapping your cock cage too, to remind you of how you are denied while these real men are not. Wow, you are just fucking loving it. Sucking a cock while another cock fucks your ass. And they just keep going, fucking you harder and faster, making you feel so submissive and degraded. This is so fucking hot. Oh, fuck. I think they're going to come. Look at that. The guy in your mouth is fucking your slutty little mouth really fucking hard. And I can hear him moaning with lust and delight. And the guy in your ass is slapping your butt through that girdle, pulling your leash really tight, and holding onto your hips as he fucks you harder and deeper. Holy fuck. Both men are starting to come at the same time. That is so fucking hot. I may just come again myself. Look at that. I can see you struggling to swallow all that hot cum spurting into your mouth. As the other man pulls your ass as tight as he can against him, and I can tell he's coming too. On your knees, in a bra and panty girdle, in nylons and heels, sucking one man's cock and starting to swallow the first spurts of his hot, filthy load of fucking disgusting cum, while another man fucks your ass and shoots his hot fuckwad up inside it. Hands cuffed behind your back like a little bondage slave. The man behind you pulling you closer to him with the elastic back of your bra. With that tight dog collar around your neck and the leash attached to it, in the hand of a cruel, dominant man as he uses you for his sick, disgusting, perverted, and selfish dominant pleasure. Holy fuck, these men don't give a shit about you as long as you give them what they want. And you are... two loads of hot fucking cum for you at the same time. Sucking a cock, swallowing a huge wad of hot, slimy, wet, white fucking cum, while another man shoots his wad of real man sperm up inside your slutty little ass. That's making me cum too. Lick my cunt. Suck out all my lover's cum. As you remember how degraded you felt as two men fucked you and filled your mouth and ass with their filthy cum at the same instant. And look at that. Your little cock cage is hanging out of that panty girdle as you feel your mouth filling with cum. And look at that. Your little cock cage is hanging out of that panty girdle as you feel your mouth filling with the cum of a much better and very masculine, dominant man. And at the same time, hot spurts of another man's cum up your fucking little ass. It feels really hot, doesn't it? You never knew until now how hot a fucking man's cum feels as it shoots up inside your body and into your mouth. As you swallow the load in your mouth, and feel the other man's hard cock start to slide out of your ass. I can see a little dribble of cum from your cock cage, Fuck, look at that. You came too. I didn't think that was possible. But your pathetic little caged up cock dribbled out a little wad too. You came from sucking cock and being fucked up your ass. That's right. Your little cock couldn't be stroked or even touched in that cage. But I can see you came right as you swallowed that real man's cum, as he shot it all in your mouth. And right as the other man's cock finished coming and started to pull out of your ass. Coming from sucking cock, dribbling out a little load from being ass-fucked. Coming from men. Holy fuck. That proves how much you liked it. The man who came in your mouth is making you lick and suck his cock and balls all clean. And you're doing it, with your little face so red because you know what you just did. You came to men, coming with men, and no fucking women there at all. Just men, and submitting to them made you come in your cock cage. And now, the other man has come around in front of you, so you can lick and suck his balls clean too. And of course you obey, and willingly, fuck, eagerly, clean his disgusting cock and balls, fresh from fucking your ass with your mouth and tongue. Both men get up, and you just stay there on your knees, your hands still cuffed behind you, as the men recover from their huge fucking orgasms and look at you. And what do they see? Your little wad of watery cum on the hardwood floor in front of you. But that's not all. There's another wad of cum on the floor, too. A bigger one. The one that's running out of your fucking little ass. The men are laughing at you and taunting and humiliating you about how sucking their cocks and letting them fuck your ass made you cum in your cage. They can't believe it. They slap your face and spank your ass to punish you for being such a willing little slut for them. And now, my date's friend, the man whose cock you sucked off to start off your little date night, is pushing your face down to the floor, holding your head over the wad of cum that dripped out of your ass, and telling you to lick it all up. And you obey. He has his bare foot on the back of your neck as you slurp and lick up all the cum that dripped out of your ass onto the floor. You moan and groan with submission and humiliation, but you do it, and you even seem to like the taste. How fucking sickening and disgusting. Licking another man's cum off our wood floor after it's dripped out of your fucking ass. And then he tells you that you have to lick up your own cum, too. But first, he sticks his big toe in it and makes you suck off your own cum off his bare toe. Then, he uses his foot to push your face into your own little wad of cum, licking it all up as he laughs at how much smaller and more watery it is than their cum. One of the other men comes up behind you, as you are licking up your own little load from the floor. Wow, he's sticking that butt plug up inside your little ass and fucking you with it. And just as you lick up the last drops of your pathetic little wad of sissy goo, he comes around in front of you and sticks that slimy, filthy butt plug in your mouth. It's all covered with more sperm, his sperm, and you have to lick it clean. And do you object? Fuck no, you just do it. Once it's all clean to his satisfaction, he goes back behind you and shoves it up inside your ass and pulls your girdle over your ass and that cock cage, pulling the elastic out as far as he can, nearly ripping it. And then, snap, the girdle hits your cock cage hard, making you jump with pain. But now your cock cage is safely inside that girdle, nice and secure, So you are back in complete submission. And now the men are getting their clothing together, starting to get dressed and getting ready to leave. They're laughing at you and taunting you, making you call them master and tell them how much you loved everything they made you do, that you love sucking cocks and swallowing cum, that you love being fucked up the ass, that you love the smell and taste of balls and men's asses, that you want them to come back over and over so you can suck them off and do anything they want, that you are a fucking little cocksucker and a slut, their little bitch, and you admit to all their jeers and dominant masculine laughter. Oh, what's that? One of the men brought a ball gag with him, and he's rubbing the ball gag up and down his ass crack. Yuck. And now he's putting that dirty ball gag up in your mouth, and look at you. You just open your mouth without even being told. You have no fight left at all. You're completely broken. And they just walk out the door. It looks like they were there for about 3 hours in total. So did you enjoy your humiliating little ordeal, hubby? Of course you did. And my cunt is all clean of my lover's cum. So that part of our evening is over too. I'm going to go have a shower and go to bed. But I think I'll just leave you here in the living room for the night. What? Unlock the cuffs and collar? No fucking way. You stay just as you are until at least the morning. Good night, honey. Sleep well.